There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
The Gamertag Radio Store is open. Get your limited edition GTR shirts, long sleeves, and hoodies right now. These are limited edition and will no longer be available after 12/31. So get one right now before they're all gone. And it's super easy. Go to store.gamertagradio.com. That's store.gamertagradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Podcasting since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio. With your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Here we go. All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Gamertag Radio. This is Pete. I got the legendary Godfrey in the house.
Yeah, aka Godfrey is actually Danny Pena, for those of you who know. But I've been sick for a couple of days, but I didn't want to miss this interview, man, because you know me, man. We're hip hop heads.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're into the whole hip hop culture and everything, you know, and I'm excited that we have the developers here for this game that's coming up for Nintendo Switch tomorrow. It's called Floor Kids. And Pete, I know you've been playing this now also for a couple hours like me, right?
Yep. For sure. I've been having a blast. The kids have been watching me. They're like itching. And I grabbed the Switch and I brought it back into the office so they can't play it while I'm talking to Mike and you. So
yeah, definitely. So Mike, introduce yourself, man. I know you're one of the developers for this game, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Mike Wozniewski. I guess they call me a technical director, although really there was just four of us who started the project. A bunch of people who are helping us too. So we started Merge Media, what is it, like 3 years ago now, maybe something like that, 2-3 years ago. But this game has a longer history than that. It goes back 10 years or something like that. I can tell that story later. But we're a Canadian company. We're split between Victoria, BC and Montreal, Quebec. Mm-hmm. And what else can I say? I don't know. I come from... I'm a coder, so I did a lot of the programming on the game, and come from like a world of academia, so I did a bunch of like research in VR and other sort of like installations, interactive stuff, and started developing games so 6-7 years ago or something like that. So how's that?
Yeah, that's good.
Works for me.
That's good, man.
Works for me.
Yeah, so I was reading the history a little bit about Floor Kids. So originally it was it started like a YouTube video, right? That just got released like a couple of years ago and stuff. It was just the animation of two breakdancers battling it out and everything. And tell us a little bit about that, how it went from there.
So yeah, that was I don't know, circa 2007. I'm not really sure exactly, but John, the animator, and Kid Koala, Eric, they met up at the National Film Board. Actually, they were both scoring or working on films, and so they kind of like, I don't know, exchanged respect and admiration for each other's work, and they made this little short, and it kind of took. They posted it on YouTube and I think B-Boy World and maybe a couple other places, and it kind of took off and got a little bit of viral response back then. You know, I don't know, 2007. I don't know how big of a response you could get, but everyone liked it. And so it kind of just sat around for several years. And then I think it was Eric, Kid Koala, who was like, let's make a video game out of this. And I don't know, I met up with him one night at a bar with some other game developers. And somehow, I don't know how this started. It's just like, I love the style. I love the art style, John's art. And it's like drawn to the technical challenge because I'm kind of kind of nerdy like that, of like how to put all that animation and make it interactive and turn it into a game. So I don't know, here we are.
Yeah. And you know what's funny, P, the other day I was just curious about like the reaction from the hip hop heads, mm-hmm. right? Like especially the B-boys. So I was I checked out the I think it was like a hip hop, actually a breakdance YouTube channel that they had the trailer, and a lot of them were like talking about like, oh my god, this is pretty cool and everything. So far it's been getting great feedback from the breakdancers. You know how it is with hip hop heads, they're very picky when it comes you know, when it comes to that stuff, like, oh, they're taking advantage of our dance, it's getting commercial, you know how it is.
Yeah, so
but so far, very positive. Yeah,
one name you threw out there, Kid Koala. Or is this the same Kid Koala, the DJ turntablist that's done work with like Deltron 3030, the Gorillaz and things like that? Is that the same Koala you're talking about?
That's the same one. So we're all partners in this.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, Kid Koala, he's, you know, he also, you know, did, you know, DJed for a lot of breakdance battles too as well. So like he knows this scene very well. And John is a B-boy. So, and we have a feisty B-girl as well. B-girl feisty that helped on the design for the game as well. So like this is a real deal. We're not appropriating anything or anything like that. This comes from a genuine passion for the art of the music and breaking.
I mean, dude, I grew up with what was in the movies back then? Wild Style, B Street. There's a couple other movies that came out back in the 80s and stuff. So I'm like a huge... I used to go to a lot of like breakdancing hip-hop events back in the days here in Miami and New York and stuff. So Rock City Crew and everything, you know. But let's continue with the history about this, man. So you guys got together. You liked the idea and everything. So what happened from there? Like how was like working with them to come up with like the concept of the game and everything? Because I know originally you guys were planning to release this as a tablet or mobile game, right? At first. So what happened throughout the years? So you guys said, you know what, let's work on something maybe on a console like now, but the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. We started from making this for mobile and that seemed like an awesome idea. It seemed like a great idea to like sort of be able to dance with your fingers, you know, like on the touchscreen. And I think we did a really good job on that. And we still, you know, I don't want to say too much, but if there's listeners out there who want it still on mobile, we're a game for getting it out there on mobile eventually. We did a lot of great work on, you know, touch, like this gesture recognition framework where you could kind of like swipe down and the character would go down, swipe up, and the character would kind of lift up and touch on the screen and hold it, and the character would pause. And it felt really good, but kind of got into the sticks with the game design, because on mobile it's hard to make design is hard because you got to be kind of casual and you know, everything's free to play. People expect games to be free. And so when we started talking to Nintendo, and it just made sense. Like the Nintendo platform, the sort of the players that are on Nintendo, the sort of family audience style really matched our stuff. And I don't know about you guys, but Nintendo to me has like this nostalgia factor. Mm-hmm. It's what I grew up with. I don't know. It just felt right. And then we had, you know, the controls also, we had buttons and joysticks and stuff like that. And it just suddenly clicked. And we knew that this game had to be on Nintendo first and start there. And we'll get to other platforms eventually. And there's lots more stuff coming out for Floor Kids, down the line. But, that was a great constraint to get us to hone in on what the game was about. And now it's a game and not a free-to-play app, you know, and I think it was a good choice.
Is this the first time you've created a full video game for the masses, aside from like maybe the mobile arena? Is this like your first video game?
I've done a bunch of game like various people on my on our team have worked mm-hmm. in games, but it's a pretty unique group of people that came together. A lot of people not in video games traditionally. I think that's kind of like what kind of thing that makes this game special is that you have a turntablist, a b-boy animator, not sort of entrenched in the gaming culture, and so we can make a game that kind of is out there, different.
Yeah, it's earlier today. I just finally got the code. I know, Pete, you've been playing it too, the game and stuff. So my niece, she gets here, you know, like around 4 or 5 and stuff from school, and she gets to see me like, you know, play all the time, you know, with other games and stuff. But the game got her attention. Like the last time I saw her walking by and her stopping just looking at the screen was like a game like Mario Odyssey, right? But when I started playing Floor Kids, she looked at it and she started asking me questions. She's like 4 years old now, you know? So she started asking me questions like, are they dancing? What is it they're doing? But it's cool. And it got me super happy because, you know, it's cool to get that attention from like a young girl that probably doesn't really know much about the B-boy dance and B-girls, you know? So that was really cool. Seeing that moment, you know, from her, that was awesome, I think, man, you know? So very, very cool. I think there's going to be a lot of young kids that are going to start playing this, and they're going to like it, man. They're going to like it. Really, really cool.
So I had a quick question. The inspiration for the game, obviously, you mentioned, you know, Eric, a.k.a. Kid Koala, having been, you know, one of the key components with you guys. Was this more of like a pet project that you guys had always wanted to do, or was this something that came like fly by night?
There was always something that Eric, John, everyone wanted to do with Floor Kids. Making a game sort of just kind of came out of nowhere. but when the idea popped up, it was very engaging and something super interesting. And like I said earlier, I wanted to try to figure out how to get all that animation, make it interactive. And John, just to give you a sense of this, it's like, all, you know, that all those drawings are done by hand. Every single frame of every single dance move is hand drawn. So each character, I think, has, I don't know, over 1,000 individual drawings. And so he's been just kind of like sitting there drawing thousands and thousands and thousands of these things. And then he just dumps all this animation on us. And so we started off making these graph editor things to try to hook everything up, and it was quite the process to try to figure out how to animate it interactively. Mm-hmm. Then you can go from any move to any other move. You can pause at places. You can exit out of a move halfway through at like this point, or you know, all these different positions. So mm-hmm. It was fun. It was fun.
I know you said that you started talking to Nintendo about this project. So originally was this for like the Wii U maybe at first, and then you guys didn't know anything about the Switch and announced the Switch and like, you know what, let's release on this instead. Was it like that or not really?
No, it was really the Switch. It was I don't know, probably about a year ago. About exactly a year ago. And one of the reps from Nintendo was kind of touring around and trying to get people excited about the Switch. And I think I had heard about the Switch maybe just kind of in passing. I started really looking into it and kind of got curious and sort of followed up in the conversation, learned about the Joy-Cons, learned about the touchscreen, learned about all that sort of stuff. It was originally really the touchscreen that sold us because we were, like I said, using touch gestures on mobile, and then we sort of realized, oh man, the controllers are awesome. Like, it's so much better to have buttons and yeah, it just kind of changed everything. But yeah, Switch, and then I had no idea how well the Switch was going to do or what it was going to be, and I got one myself and actually play more games now because of the Switch. Awesome. I don't know what it is about it. I think it's just because it's there on my bedside table all the time. And so that lower barrier entry, I guess, to playing more. I don't know.
I know a lot of the listeners are probably going to be saying, like, asking these questions, like, wait a minute, so how you play the game? You just press buttons? So let's talk about that. Like, how do you play this game? And because I know there's a story mode and there's a multiplayer mode, right? So go from there.
Yeah, so story mode is you by yourself going out into the city and dancing for the crowds and trying to impress other B-boys and B-girls to join your crew. And so you go into these dance sessions that last, I don't know, a couple minutes, so pretty short. And you hit buttons and spin the joystick, and there's a whole bunch of controls. And so it's it does take some effort to learn how to play. Basically, you tap buttons to the rhythm, tap to the beat, and sort of alternate between buttons to sort of switch up your dance style. And there's these sort of four categories of moves. There's top rock, standing dance moves, or down rock, where you're doing sort of footwork on the ground, down low. And then there's power moves, which are spinning moves. And then freezes, where you sort of hold a difficult pose. And each one of them has a slightly different control scheme. So top rock and down rock, you're doing taps. You sort of flick down on the joystick to go lower, flick up to go higher. Actually, from top rock, you can also flick up and do flips. Or cartwheels, or every character is different. Every character's got different moves, right? So you sort of learn those, all the differences and nuances to the characters as well. And then power moves are all about spinning. So it's mostly spinning on the joystick. And then there's kind of some variations to how you spin, clockwise, counterclockwise, while holding a button and stuff. And then freezes are you hold joystick and a button, you hold it, and then you hold it, and you then let go. Get out, you're freeze. Oh, I hope my video didn't just cut out there, but you asked about, so that was a single player, and then in multiplayer you can play with a friend, right? So you can snap your joysticks off and your Joy-Cons off, hand a Joy-Con to a friend, and then you can play against each other. And then the same sort of controls work, but there's a couple added things, throwing burns at your opponent, and also putting up a shield. So if you're on the sidelines, you can sort of tap to the beat to throw taunts, kind of do all these different taunt moves. And then once your burn meter is full, you can throw a burn at your opponent and try to knock them over, and then they lose a bunch of points and fall on their face and have to get back up. But they can block you with a shield.
Can't wait to do that to Danny next week when I see him.
I was about to say the same thing.
So one of the awesome things I love about this game is that it's not super heavy on the graphics. You know, the art style is similar to the Behemoth. It's another game studio, and I love the artwork. And it's one of the first things that my daughter, she's 14 years old, she's the first thing she noticed. She was like, I like the way it looked. It's like the music was great. Don't get me wrong, but the artwork, I think, and the animations, the way they were dancing and the groups and stuff like that, that's what actually drew my daughter out of, you know, from her doing homework to come check it out. What was the inspiration behind having that kind of art style versus something more, more in depth or more realistic?
I mean, that's a question for John. I wish he was here. I mean, John, John, our animator is insane, and I don't know how he captures it. I think the art style is one thing, but also the animation style. Like, I don't know how he captures the motion of these characters in those like really sketchy 2D drawings so perfectly. Like, he understands like the physics of how the human body moves and how limbs sort of move around. And when I saw that, I was totally sold on that style. And I remember super early on in the project, we were talking about other options, like, you know, rendering or modeling characters in 3D and getting mocap data and recording people, like actual breakdancers dancing and stuff. But that was quickly dismissed because we wanted to keep that raw, sketchy style. We all loved it. I don't know. Everyone on the team loves the style, and it just had to keep it. And we forced ourselves over and over again, started getting a little fancy, you know, creating 3D backgrounds and everything. And always had to sort of like tone it back and remember that we're making this like this hand-drawn, really raw, nice, sketchy video game.
No, right now I have 4 characters already unlocked. So my goal right now, I'm in the last level because I've been playing this like crazy. But the thing that I really like about this game is just every time I discover like a new move, I'm like, oh man, this is pretty cool, right? But you can't. Here's the thing, a trick too about this, Pete. Because I told you earlier, I finally got 5 crowns, right? So the thing is, when you're dancing, you can't be doing the same thing over and over. You have to really change it up to get bonus points and everything. I really like that because easily people could be like, they're playing and they're doing the same move and that's it, right? Nah, I'm always trying to do new things and trying to get like bonus points every single time, man, too, man. So I really, really enjoy that, man. Especially every time I lock a new beat, what I do is when I go to like a new level, they always show like 3 records, three songs I should choose, and I'm always looking at the cover like, man, okay, this one sounds maybe more old school than others and stuff, man. So but it's cool. I love the soundtrack. I really, really enjoy the soundtrack, man, big time, man. So yeah, how many songs are in total in this game?
Well, there's like there's 24 full dance tracks. There's a lot of other music that's kind of hidden throughout in the menus and in the cutscenes and things like that. But there's 24 of the dance tracks, full length dance tracks, and each one of them has one of those rhythm games too that pops up during the choruses. So some of the game I forgot to mention, you know, you're doing all the dance stuff. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the game is freestyle. You're trying to score points. You're doing original moves, spicing it up with holds, poses. I don't know if you figured out how to do holds and poses yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do that a lot. I do the freezes.
So, but then this sort of guided chorus section comes where you have to hit on the beat, sort of in a rhythm game style. And so there's 24 of those as well. They're all different.
So you've got some interesting names for characters in the game. Are any of these associated with people that you know? Did you get these, or are these like maybe members of dance crews or stuff that you used to hang with or hang out with, and they're like little homages to them, like Ruckus, Busy, Noogie, and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah, they're inspired by the real world, let's say. Maybe I'll give one away. So Noogie, for example.
Yeah.
Noogie is pretty close to our heart and our team. So Noogie, John's last name is Ng. Mm-hmm. And so I think that character's pretty inspired from him. And that's basically him. But
so which one are you?
Oh, I'm none of those. You can see me though. I'm in there somewhere in the crowd, and there's some shout outs to some B-boys and B-girls out there as well. In the crowd, you'll find a few other characters as well.
That's cool. That's awesome, cool, man. Pete, how was it for you? Like the beginning, like trying to get used to the controls and everything for you, man.
I think I was able to get all of the controls except for the down rock, where you actually had to hold down the bottom, you know, the left stick, and the one with the B key. For some reason, I could get all of them except for that one. And I don't know if maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just like 44 years old. I'm losing dexterity in my fingers, and I don't know how to play in the beat and whatever. but other than that, it's something that I could see myself picking up and being able to play. I can't wait to be on the airplane, honestly, next week when you and I travel, and just seeing people watching me just bop in my chair, just like sitting there. You're right. I'm probably gonna annoy the hell out of some lady in my row. But I can't wait. I'm so looking forward to playing this. Actually, as soon as we're done here, I'm probably just gonna jump off and go play in the living room and bother the wife and kids and stuff. But I love, like Mike was saying, I love the accessibility of the Switch and the ability for me to just pick up and go, whether I'm here in my office, I'm sitting in bed, or, you know, relaxing, or in the living room, just pop it up on the TV. It's such a good, it's so much fun, and it's different from the norm, because usually you could find me in front of my computer playing, you know, PUBG or whatever, but this is a nice respite from that, you know, anxiety ridden video game that I'm usually playing. That and the music is amazing. That's another part that me and my daughter were enjoying when I was in the living room earlier. It was just, I could sit there and just, I had the Sonos loud, and it was great. You know, it was just, you know, and obviously Kid Koala did all of the music production for this.
Yeah, it's all original music specifically for this game.
Can't go wrong with that.
I know this one from Arctic Pete. Arctic, he says, question, how long is the single player game?
It's not long. You could probably do it in a couple hours. I don't know if you're good. I don't know. You played it. So we wanted to make it pretty short so you could unlock all the levels and then be able to play with your friends, right? So really, playing with your friends, once you've done the single player campaign for a couple hours, you should pretty much have maybe all but the last one unlocked, and then you can play against your friends all those levels. You gotta unlock the Peace Summit takes a little while to unlock, so yeah. You get all the characters.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
And now a word from our sponsor, Movement Watches. They were founded on the belief that style shouldn't break the bank. Movement's goal is to change the way consumers think about fashion by offering high-quality, minimalist products at revolutionary prices. With over 1 million watches sold to customers in 160-plus countries around the world, Movement Watches has solidified itself as the world's fastest-growing watch company. So, you guys know we all got Movement watches a few months ago. I have the chrome black watch. It's a sexy watch. It's a fantastic watch. It's like, I love wearing it. It's very comfortable. It's a fashion statement. That's the thing about it. And you can get this fashion statement at a reasonable price. I mean, right now, Movement watches this holiday start at just $95 at a department store. You're looking to spend probably $400 or $500 for that same watch. Movement figured out that selling the watch online, they were able to cut out the middleman and retail markup, providing the best possible price. And at such a great price, Movement watches make a wonderful holiday gift. Get the classic design, quality construction, and styled minimalism. I think I said it right. But over 1 million watches have been sold in 160 countries. So, get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to movement.com. Let me spell that out. MVMT.com/GTR. This watch has a really clean design that makes a great fashion statement. Now is the time to step up a watch game by going to MVMT.com/GTR. Join the movement.
There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
At LV, our home insurance comes from the heart. It's not just about giving you a personal claims handler to take care of you all the way. It's about looking after you in other ways too. Like when you go direct to us, buy online and get a massive 25% discount. To see how much you could save with the Which Insurance Provider of the Year 2017, go direct to lv.com. Online discount for new customers only, excludes home emergency and home legal expenses.
For the first time in 13 years, the co-hosts of Gamertag Radio are going to have the first live recording in front of an audience during PodFest 2018. This live recording event is free to attend February 9th, 2018 from 6 to 7 p.m. It's going to take place at PodFest Multimedia Expo 2018 in Orlando, Florida. See Paris, Pete, and Danny live at PodFest 2018. For more information, head over to GamertagRadio.com or PodFest.us.
Like right now, I'm starting from the beginning again because I'm trying to use all the new characters that I just unlocked. Because the thing is, every character has a different type of style of dance. So some of them are easier to get a lot of points than others. So that's why I did that, to see if I could get more crowns. Because I think the last level you need maybe like, what, 70 crowns. And you also need every character unlocked. So now I'm going back, trying to take my time and trying to learn the moves from like the different characters and stuff. So
just so you know, in case it's not obvious, like you can go and find, if you want to like recruit a specific character, you can find them on the map. And when you see one of those characters on the map that you want to recruit, you go to that location. They'll be in the crowd. And so when they're in the crowd and you do well, get several crowns on that level, then you get one of their recruit cards for that character, right? So you can kind of target which one you want to recruit next by finding them on the map.
Who's your favorite character in the game?
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a tough one. I kind of like Olive. Olive, he's got the big afro and the hoodie. He's got some amazing moves. Olive and Busy maybe my two favorites.
Sweet.
Could you explain the move cards?
Yeah, so the move cards are, you get move cards when you've done a move, that particular move in a dance routine. So it's kind of like a system for making sure a completion system for making sure you've actually tried and done every single one of the moves in the game. Plus, there's a little bit of story and some fun facts on the move cards as well that you get to have. And then they're also sort of, if you go to the break deck and look at all your move cards, you can sort of recap how to do the controls and look through it. And it sort of serves as our sort of instruction manual in a way. So a few different purposes to the move cards.
So can you explain this part to flyness at the end of the game? It will break it down. You know, is that based on how the crowds are impressed with your moves or what?
Yeah. So the judging system, the scoring system is very loosely based on breaking battle judging, right? And so in a breakdance battle, you'll get scored on your flow, how well you sort of transition, go from move to move, you know, how so that we have a flow score, we have a flyness score. Flyness is all about doing sort of those advanced techniques, like doing a hold and then posing. And so if you hold with the buttons and sort of try, you know, hold with the L and then hold with the L and throw in the R, your character will do all these different poses. And there's tons of these poses to find in the game. And so holds, poses, if you're doing a freeze, you can kind of hop off the ground. So any of those kind of advanced moves that add a little swagger to your dance style, those fall under that category. Then there's funk, so how on beat you are, how musically you're playing. So we're sort of judging all the time, like if you're doing moves to the beat and if you're tapping to the beat. What is it? There's fire. That's how much you've impressed the crowds. So as you mentioned, so the crowds kind of throw out requests from time to time. And if you hit all those requests, you'll do really well on your fire points. And what else am I missing? Oh yeah, flavor. So flavor scoring is about the variety of stuff that you're doing, right? If you're always, as you mentioned, doing the same move all over and over again, you're not going to get good flavor points. But if you're doing all the different variety and switching it up, doing freezes, doing power moves, but also top rock and down rock, you gotta do all the foundation moves as well to do well.
All right, so here's another question from NC for Life. He said, are there more than one difficulty level?
No, there's not. There is, the difficulty does progress through the game. So the earlier levels are easier to, you know, score 5 crowns on. So if you want to go back and go back to the studio, for example, after you've done a few locations, then you'll find that getting 5 crowns there is probably much easier. But no, we don't have more difficulty levels.
Yeah, I noticed like one of the last levels, it gets pretty hard. Like I only get like 2 crowns. I'm like, wait a minute, I need to get more. You know, so it gets pretty difficult, man. Like it's hard to impress the crowd from like certain areas, man. So you got to be really on point. And I think my advice is unlock as many characters as you can. Everybody's going to have different styles and take advantage of that. Use those characters, man, you know, so the new ones, actually. Test it out, and you finally you're gonna find someone that you're gonna get used to, and you're gonna be really good at their breakdancing moves. You know, so that's my advice. P, any other one?
One last personal one, just simply because, you know, Danny and I are music fiends. Will the soundtrack be available at a later date? Because it's something I would love to be able to just pop in the whip and just like bump loud.
Yeah, totally. For sure. It's coming. I don't know what that date is yet, but okay. It'll be coming soon.
Nice.
In a variety of formats as well. So
cool.
P, do you have any favorites, Pete?
I mean, I'm still early, so I'm still like, I think it's I was in the third dance. So I haven't really had a chance to really, like, I haven't gone as in depth as you have. But I think it was the one where you battle Scribbles, which is, I think it was the second one so far, is the one that had me bopping in the seat. Okay. So I like that one.
Awesome.
So I guess at this point, it's been announced, it's coming out. What's going to be the price on the Nintendo store or in retail to get the game?
1990, which happens to be a breakdance move as well.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
That's pretty cool.
Very, very cool. So, Mike, my last question is this, man. You know, there's probably always people pitching developers like, hey, I have this concept. And what was it that got your attention the most about Floor Kids, and you were like, man, dude, this would be really cool to work on, man.
Oh man, that's a tough question. I don't know. I'm really interested in new stuff, right? So I think that's what really drew me to Floor Kids, is that I didn't know what the game was going to be at all. You know, like how do you even make a breakdance game? I mean, I played B-Boy for PS2, and found it kind of. I really liked it, but it was difficult. And were we going to make that game, or were we going to make a more rhythm style game, or was this going to be some sort of RPG thing? I don't know. Like, so, I don't know. There aren't that many breakdance games, I think. So I think it was the uniqueness of it and the experimentalness of it that drew me. I like things that are experimental and not just recreating something. I would not be interested in making games like clones of other games. That's not really that interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely very original, man. That's what I like about it too, man. So my last question, I forgot to mention this, actually this question. I know you guys have been traveling, doing a lot of interviews and showing the game at different like events and stuff. How's it been, like, the crowd reaction when they finally get to see this game for the first time and actually play it for the first time?
Yeah, it's been amazingly positive. I'm so happy that we got here. We've been showing it for a while, and honestly, it was we went through these phases where things weren't working, and you could kind of tell some events we went to, you know, people were confused and didn't know what was going on, so I guess I'm really happy right now that the last couple of times we've been showing it and testing it and everything like that, the reaction's been really, really great. So that's awesome. Yeah, people dance. You just stand up, get your Joy-Cons, play like this with like two Joy-Cons, one in each hand, stand up and like play like this, and you can kind of like hit the buttons. You don't have to, you know, hold your Switch or your Pro Controller or whatever, move around.
So it's not recommended to use the grip or the Pro Controller. It's recommended to use the Joy-Cons.
That's how I like to play. I like to take two separately and one in each hand and have the ability to move.
Playing with my Pro Controller. And I've been doing fine so far.
No judgment, but.
Oh, man, that's cool, man. All right, Mike, for more information about Floor Kids, where's like the best place to go, man?
I guess floorkids.com. Because that place has sort of links to everywhere else. We're on Twitter, Floor Kids Crew, mm-hmm. On Facebook, Instagram. So, but all of that stuff is on the floorkids.com website. So go there and then link to wherever you need.
A couple of our listeners are like, man, I hope this comes out on the Xbox or PC. Some of them don't have a Nintendo Switch, man. But a couple of people have been mentioning now this in the chat. And so.
If that's your feeling, then, you know, send us a message, send us a tweet or something like that to tell us what platform you want next, and we'll make it happen.
Yeah, add some achievements in there. Oh, that would be sick.
There's more coming.
Awesome, man. All right, thanks a lot, Mike. Pete, anything else, Pete?
No, that's it. I'm anxious. I've got it right here on my Switch. I can't wait to get back into it.
All right, everybody, head over to GamerTagRadio.com or go to any other places, podcast platform. We're on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and other podcast directories. Make sure to hit us up. Fanmail at GamerTagRadio.com. Call us, send us questions. We're going to be back here this Sunday with the whole crew. We're going to be talking about the Game Awards and everything. Pete, are we broadcasting live tomorrow?
I would like to.
I'm down to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're going to be doing what's called a co-stream of the Game Awards. I've been working with Twitch. There's an extension that we're going to have live on the show so that our viewers can actually vote prior to the actual awards being being put out, so that way we could all see, you know, are we guessing correctly? Do we have our fingers on the pulse of the video game industry? And then the winning community, hopefully Gamertag Radio, will get an exclusive limited time badge that we could put on our profiles on Twitch that says, hey, you know, we were champs, we won. So hopefully, you know, we'll have a bunch of people on the show. They'll be able to pay attention and, you know, just participate. You know, I was, you know, like we said, you and I will be on the show, so we'll be talking about the award show as it goes on. So it's gonna, you know, it'll be great. It'll be a fun time.
Cool. Very cool. So tune in. That's tomorrow. What time, Pete? Do you know?
Caught me on the spot here.
Is it, I wanna say 7:30, 8? I don't know.
I'm gonna lie and say I know, but I'm actually just typing it on the side here.
All right, there you go.
5:30. It says it starts at 5:30 Pacific.
Also, I say,
so that's like 8:30 Eastern.
We'll be on like at 8.
Yeah.
So we could, you know, have some conversation, and then we'll go from there. So yeah, cool, man. Awesome. All right, floorkids.com. Make sure to tune in tomorrow. Check it out, man. All right, peace.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Gamertag Radio is on radio.com.
You can now watch Gamertag Radio live on Twitch.
Get all the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Don't miss the crew record the podcast live Sundays, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Wednesdays, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get involved with the conversation, send us questions, and be part of the show.
Gamertag Radio.
Follow us, twitch.tv/gamertagradio.